Even as Iran says it won't accept negotiations with the US while under threat, our correspondent in Tehran says there are indications that the Iranians will attend peace talks in Pakistan.
With every hour that passes, there is a growing sense that the talks will take place. The Iranians have to make their point.
Also coming up on the newsroom with me, Janat Jalil.
She is doing fantastic. She hiked up Mount Etna last year to celebrate her 50th wedding anniversary. She is a picture of vibrancy.
A new vaccine against pancreatic cancer gives hope to patients. The American singer David pleads not guilty to the murder of a 14-year-old girl whose remains were found in his car. And tributes to Desmond Morris, the author of The Naked Ape, who has died at the age of 98.
He is a superb writer, very, very easy to read and an interesting writer. The sales of his books tell their own story.
That's after this bulletin.
BBC News with Roisin Hasty. Iran's chief negotiator has cast fresh doubts on whether a second round of peace talks with the United States will go ahead in Pakistan. Mohammad Bagheer Ghalibaf said Tehran would not accept negotiations under the shadow of threats. Some reports suggest Iran is still planning to send a delegation to Islamabad, but there's been no official confirmation. The US Vice President J.D. Vance, who's due to lead the American team, is said to be preparing to leave Washington. Tom Bateman has more details.
Mr. Trump has a huge task ahead of him to try and get a deal on the nuclear issue when he has proved, basically, that there is not a military solution to this, at least so far. So I think strategy is very challenging now for the Americans to try to get a verifiable agreement with the Iranian regime that will curtail or contain its nuclear ambitions.
The American singer David has pleaded not guilty to murdering a 14-year-old girl who disappeared in Los Angeles. The decomposed remains of Celeste Rivas Hernandez were found in a car registered in the musician's real name, David Anthony Berg, last September. If convicted, he could face the death penalty or life without parole. From the court in Los Angeles, here's Shaima Khalil.
The mood in that room when the family walked in, when Celeste's family, her parents, her mom and dad walked in, visibly upset, was quite emotional. There was silence as they walked in and sat down. David also appeared. That was his first court appearance, and he pleaded not guilty. The teenager's body was mutilated. It was badly decomposed to a point where the coroner initially said it was hard to determine the cause of death. And he also said that she'd seemed to be dead weeks before she was found.
Apple has announced that its chief executive Tim Cook is stepping down after 15 years in the role. He'll be replaced by the head of hardware engineering, John Ternus, in September. Mr. Cook will become the executive chairman of the company's board. Our technology editor Zoe Kleinman has more details.
65-year-old Tim Cook is legendary in Silicon Valley. When he took over from Steve Jobs, there were mutterings that he wouldn't be able to continue the legacy of the visionary product designer who'd originally recruited him. But under Tim Cook, Apple has transformed into a multi-trillion dollar company, despite taking some knocks along the way. He described being the chief executive of Apple as the greatest privilege of his life.
The Sudanese army says it's captured more territory in Blue Nile State as fighting there intensifies. The army says it inflicted losses on the Rapid Support Forces paramilitary group, which seized the strategic Blue Nile town of Kormuk in March. Blue Nile has become a central battleground in the war. World News from the BBC. Police in Nigeria have arrested 42 suspected illegal miners as part of an investigation into the abduction of a traditional leader. The monarch was taken on Saturday evening when armed men stormed his palace in Kwara State. The kidnappers are reported to be demanding a ransom of nearly $300,000. South African scientists have created an app that tracks air quality and warns residents when pollution levels rise. Researchers at the University of Witwatersrand says it uses data from hundreds of monitoring devices across Johannesburg. The city has recently suffered an increase in hydrogen sulfide pollution linked to breathing problems and other health issues. The British Prime Minister, Keir Starmer, has said he would not have appointed Peter Mandelson as Britain's ambassador to the United States if he'd known he'd failed a security vetting. He told a stormy session of Parliament that it was staggering that Foreign Office officials had not told ministers they'd overruled the security vetting. Peter Mandelson was sacked after more details emerged of his relationship with the convicted sex offender Jeffrey Epstein. Cuba has confirmed that US officials recently visited Havana for a meeting to discuss the energy blockade imposed by the United States. A senior Cuban diplomat described the talks as respectful. Joanna Keane reports.
The blockade has severely affected daily life in Cuba, with residents enduring frequent power cuts, chronic fuel shortages, and empty shelves at shops and pharmacies. On Friday, the American news website Axios reported that a US delegation had held meetings in Havana with officials, including the grandson of the former president, Raul Castro. Axios said Cuba had been given a narrow window of time to make economic and political changes. Cuba has now confirmed that talks did take place, but a diplomat insisted that neither side had set deadlines or made threatening statements.
BBC News.